5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. If you would like to get notifications, get information, send a text, get your mobile device, and send a text to 88202 and just type in my name, W-I-L-L, and you will get information from American Truth Project for free. You have nothing to lose here. So make sure you do that. Get out your mobile device in 88202. So Shannon, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she is a good friend of mine. And I actually talk to her more often than, you know, a lot of people probably can imagine. I talk to her quite often. I actually talked to her this morning, early this morning, about all this crazy stuff that they're doing to her and what they're trying to do to her. But you know what? Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is a strong woman, just like you. Reminds me of you, how strong she is. Then you have Annie Cyrus. Well, she's another strong woman. You know, I like to surround myself with strong women. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she happens to be one of those strong women. And I think what the Democrats are doing to her, and even some of those in the GOP, what they're doing is really blatantly showing their true colors. I mean, this is ridiculous. So they were taking a vote today, and I don't think we have the actual results of the votes on that just yet. I haven't seen them. Maybe we can get them during the broadcast here. But I know they were taking a vote whether or not to allow. Now, mind you, this is just so mind-blowing to me. The Democrats, because they control the House, right? They're taking it upon themselves to take a vote whether or not Marjorie Taylor Greene can sit on a Republican committee. Now, I'm thinking to myself, and I'm sitting there looking at it because I saw it briefly earlier, and I'm sitting there looking at them taking these votes, and they're coming onto the floor, and they're saying why they, you know, they do this little spiel that they have for it. And it's just mind-blowing to me that the Democrats are taking a vote. And is this not, first of all, is this not spending taxpayer dollars? I mean, seriously, for them to be doing this? And, but anyways,
right,
they're wasting all of this time to take a vote whether or not she, a Republican, can be on a Republican committee.
Right.
What in the world do the Democrats have to do with this? And what's more disturbing about all of it, see, the Democrats feel that they're entitled, but what's really disturbing is that the Republicans gave this power to the Democrats. How disgusting is that?
Yeah, well, it really bothers me because, number one, they didn't vote to put Marjorie Greene there. Marjorie Greene, through the Democratic process that the Democrats say that they support, her constituents put her in that position. And they have come out and fully, all the districts have fully come out and supported Marjorie Greene being in Congress where they put her. So, to me, if you truly believe in the Democrat process, then you should know that American people voted for her to be where she is today.
Well, at
it's
that
offensive
point,
that they come up and say, well, they may have put you there, but we don't like you, so we're going to restrict you on what you can and can't do. That's not how our democracy works.
Yeah. At that point, it's the Democratic process. You know, the Democrats, they try to say they're democratic. There's nothing democratic about the Democrats.
And let me tell you something. One thing that I really respect about Marjorie Greene is she's taken a lot of heat. But listen, she's come out. She said, listen, I have made remarks in the past that I fully regret and that I do not believe in today. These remarks, you know, she said she's an American. She has a right to question things, which we are, right? I mean, that's part of Americans is to question things, right? Actually, that's what the news is about. That's what news reporters are supposed to be. We're supposed to, you know, question things, report things, investigate things. And so she kind of did that in her past. But she says, listen, that's not the person I am. today, there was some reports that say that, oh, she didn't support or say believe that the planes flew into 9/11 into the World Trade Center. She says she absolutely believes that they flew into the World Trade Center. She believes that school, I'm sorry, excuse me, our problem, not a problem, but they happened, and that children should be protected while they're in school. And so she's come out and said these things, and she said, listen, I'm human, I've made mistakes. So to me, that's more human than the people that are voting against her, who at no point have righted any of their wrongs.
Oh, you know
have
what?
Maxine Waters, who will not say, I'm sorry for saying
go after
Republicans.
Them. Yep, go after anyone in the Trump administration.
All the lies that they said about the Russian hoax, none of them have come out. And even though that it's been proven that there was no Russian collusion, none of them have come out and apologized. So I give her credit that she's bigger than those people, right? She said, listen, I may have thought some things in the past, but not anymore. You know, she's more informed since then. And, you know, she's there to fight for the American people and for the conservatives today.
Well, you know, when a lot of times in my nightly broadcast, I constantly will say that I'm not perfect, that I make mistakes, that I've made mistakes, and I'm probably going to make more mistakes because I'm not perfect. I don't ever try to come across as perfect. But you have a lot of these politicians on the Hill. They come across like they do no wrong. Nothing that they do could be even questioned. See, that's just it, too. When they don't want people to question something, it's because they have a sinister motive behind it. And they don't want anyone to question anything. If they have an agenda to push, you most definitely can't question it. You have to go along with it. Same thing that took place this past election. Don't question all of the evidence. Don't question all of the information that came out about that election. Just go along with it. See, that's the part here we should be able to. And you know what? Shame on the media 100% for not doing their jobs and asking questions. Now, they'll ask questions when they can help the Democrat Party. See, they'll do that all day. But when it comes to asking questions, for example, like AOC, were you actually threatened? Were you actually in the building on January the 6th? Absolutely not. She was not there. But you see no one in the liberal media asking her those questions. Right. See, other than that, they'll ask the questions. But, you know, back to Marjorie Taylor Greene. For them to give the Democrats this much power over a representative that's in the Republican Party, they're supposed to determine what representatives work on what committees. The Democrats should have no say-so in that. Now, with them doing this, they really need to bring up what Ilhan Omar said in the past, with her anti-Semitic remarks, with Rashida Tlaib, what she said in the past, with her racist remarks.
Yeah.
You know, and then Adam Schiff on top of what he said.
Right.
Like so, you just mentioned with the whole Russia collusion delusion.
Right.
Maybe that we need to bring that back up because what he said was false and fraudulent. He lied to Congress as well as the American people.
Right. So let's talk about that. So now we have the Democrats that are actually going against a Democratic appointed congresswoman, right?
Democrat appointed.
Democrat, yeah, I'm sorry.
There's nothing Democratic right. about them.
So she was elected to this position. How ununifying is this to go after people that don't think like them, right? Because Marjorie's actually been very outspoken. We know that she actually filed articles of impeachment against Biden for certain things that he has done in the past. And listen, they don't like that, right? They don't like that. They take that as a sign of, listen, you cross us, we're coming after you, right? But here's the thing. Now they're also creating Republicans once again to become on the defense. And they're like, listen, Marjorie Greene is not, what I'm trying to say is that the Democrats have done some of the things and said things about conspiracy theories. Wait a minute.
Democrats have done horrible things. I mean, absolutely horrible things. And they give it a pass. See, that's my point. The Democrats, they can say whatever it is they want to say about anybody. It can be as disgusting as possible. And nothing happens. Nothing happens. They had to, I know they brought up legislation or a bill because Ilhan Omar at one point was just, you know, just completely nasty about her views on the Jewish community, the Jewish people. So they had to address it because they didn't want to lose those dollars from the Jewish community. That's the only reason why they addressed that.
Right. They had a whole hearing about that as well, right?
Yes, yes. And nothing happened to her.
Right. So now Republicans, they're actually coming up with the same thing that they're doing to Marjorie Greene, they're doing to Omar. Now they're trying to get her removed from some of the committees that she's on based on some of the things that she has said and done in the past.
But
right?
It doesn't need to stop with her. They need to go on to Maxine Waters. They need to go on to Adam Schiff.
True. Right. So,
to Chuck Schumer, because Chuck Schumer said that nothing is off the table.
Right.
Is that not threatening?
Not threatening? Right. Yeah. And you've had Adam Schiff that has leaked information to the press and is caught lying. You know, he kept saying that we have proof that there was Russia collusion come out. It's come out that there was absolutely no proof of any such thing. What a lie that is. How deceptive that is to the American people, right? It was actually a conspiracy theory. That was a conspiracy theory. So if you're trying to eliminate Marjorie Greene from being on committees because you say she had conspiracy theories, let me tell you, the whole Democrat Party is guilty of conspiracy theories against President Trump for the past 4 years. So should we eliminate them from committees?
Every last one of them.
I mean, it's now we're looking at, you know, should Adam Schiff be removed? Maxine Waters, she was telling her extremists to accost GOP officials in restaurants and public places. Is that not inciting violence when you're telling people to get in other people's faces? What do you think is going to happen? When the political realm is so volatile, do you not think when you tell somebody to get in somebody's face that you're not causing or calling for some kind of riot or dangerous situation?
Well, you notice after Maxine Waters did that, more Republicans that were wearing a Trump hat, a MAGA hat, a Trump shirt, MAGA shirt, started getting attacked throughout the country. After Maxine Waters, yes. Now they were doing it, you know, before that,
right.
But it just increased tenfold after she did that. Right. And I mean, seriously, so why is Maxine Waters still there?
And then look at AOC, who said Ted Cruz almost got her murdered. He had nothing to do with it.
Oh,
see, these are false, fake stories that these people are saying. And guess what? The Democrats completely overlook it. Like, you know what? Well, they're Democrats. It's okay. But you look at Marjorie Greene and they're totally killing her for things that happened before 2018, before she was even running for Congresswoman. Right? And
you know
she's even said, I made a mistake by having those thoughts then. Those are not my thoughts now. That is not who I am today. So she's totally turned it around. Like, she's like, that's not who I am. I'm sorry. I was wrong. These people have not said they're wrong, have not corrected the information that they put out to the American people. They are more dangerous on committees than Marjorie Greene is.
They're more dangerous just being in Congress than she is. And you know what? It's amazing that you have Republicans fighting for people like Liz Cheney that actually voted to impeach one of the greatest presidents, or if not the greatest president in our lifetime. And there's some of these Republicans are calling for her to be the leader. But you know what? This is how insane it is. And I played a clip yesterday, and I found this clip with CNN, and they were talking about how Marjorie Taylor Greene is a cancer, and how McCarthy was pushing it to this vote today. And he could have just said, no, we're not doing that. Move on. Go do your jobs. But he didn't do that. He pushed the buck over to the Democrats to give them the decision in order to remove a Republican from a committee. So I want to play this clip for you. Listen to what they say in this clip.
No. And, you know, we heard from Jamie and from Jeff Zeleny and Manu and others reporting on the people who are angry at Liz Cheney and the fact that she is defending herself and obviously feels very good. She has been working the phones, talking to every member of the conference, and she feels confident that she could get a show of support and that would help her with a vote. But what we're not hearing about is the anger that does exist against Marjorie Taylor Greene and the fact that that is the big issue before and that is really dividing the Republican conference right now. And McCarthy, the Republican leader, just put out a lengthy statement saying that he feels good about a conversation he had with her and that she recognizes that she can't act like this now that she's a member of Congress and that she said different things before she was there. And then he went after Democrats because Democrats who are in control of the House are going to move to remove her in a big vote tomorrow. So let me just put this in English. What the House Republican leader right now is suggesting is that he's not dealing with something and a person who is, and all of her statements, is a cancer on the GOP. He's going to let the Democrats do it for him.
You hear that? You hear that? I mean, you know what? I'm like, are you kidding me? And then for them to sit there and say that it's a problem for them to be upset with Liz Cheney wanting to, because she voted to impeach President Trump, but they're not upset because of Marjorie Taylor Greene for something that she said years ago. And let's get something else straight here. Since she has been a congresswoman, she's not come out and said any of the stuff that she said in the past. She hasn't said any of that. So you can't, the same thing they did to President Trump. They tried to say the stuff President Trump did in the past was a reflection of his presidency, which was a total lie.
Right. Now, Marjorie Greene made promises to her base that she was going to go to Capitol Hill and she was going to fight for them and she was going to fight against the Democrats. And tyranny. That's exactly what she came out doing. She came out fighting. She came out fighting against those Democrats. And they didn't like how strong she came out. McCarthy really, I don't understand him. You know, supposedly he had this great meeting with President Trump not too long ago in Florida. I don't know what that was about. They haven't really said. Then he kind of comes out against Marjorie Greene, whom President Trump has called and said that he supported her. And then all of a sudden, McCarthy pretty much put the fate of her being on committees in the hands of the Democrats. And then I just read an article this morning saying that although he doesn't believe in some of the statements that she's had in the past, he does support her being in Congress and being on committees. So I'm like, listen, just be straight. Do you support her or not support her?
Yeah.
What is happening? This is a problem with Democrat, with Republicans right now. You know what? Support each other. I don't care how wrong AOC has been. I don't care how wrong Omar has been. I mean, I do care. But what I'm saying is even as wrong as they have been, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff have stood by them. There may have been some friction out front, but for the most part, they're not out there condemning them. Like, we literally are so self-righteous that we can't even, we literally are attacking each other. I'm sorry. The fact that he let the Democrats do this to Marjorie Greene is really disgusting.
It is. Right? 100, you know, it's 100% disgusting.
And the fact
he
that
set
we're
it up.
Letting, and then we give the power to the Democrats when certain things are happening in the Senate, you know, it's just crazy to me. How much more power are we going to give to the Democrats? They're ruining our country. They're ruining our country. We are so divided. We are divided more now than during Trump's whole 4 years. You know why? It just shows who the division was really being rolled out by. The division has come from the Democrats, and it has gotten so bad. And it hasn't even been 4 weeks yet.
Oh, my goodness.
He hasn't even been in 4 weeks. And we're fighting against each other even more now, right? Yeah, you can't be more divided than Americans are right now.
We have Republicans fighting amongst each other while we have a dictator writing executive order executive order.
He's at 28 executive orders.
Well, you know, CNN, actually CNN shows 46.
Oh, I don't know about 46.
I'm looking everywhere. I saw an NPR said 28, and I looked at another website said 28.
Well,
then
you know, CNN lies.
CNN was 48.
I think that's an exaggeration, but I don't know why they would report that, because it really makes him look bad that he's had to do that many executive orders. Listen, if you're a president who claims to be unifying, who claims to be bipartisan, who claims that he wants to make America great, then I would think that you would be somebody that could bring the country together. But he's not going to. He knows he's not going to. He made promises that he has to eliminate or undo all the great things that Trump did for our government. And let me tell you something. The minute that Biden was sworn in as president, China put sanctions on President Trump and people in his administration. You know why they did that? They're sending a message to Biden. They're saying, listen, we're putting sanctions on him because he didn't follow what we needed him to do. He was up against China, right? And it's actually even bold for me to think that Biden would allow a previous president for China to
that's exactly what I was sitting there thinking.
On another president. How insulting is that?
Exactly.
That just shows, which side is he on?
That just shows how weak
it shows what side Biden he's on. He's on the side of China.
How weak he is and what side he's on, whose side he's on.
I mean, that's
he
crazy.
He answers the CCP.
You know how disrespectful that is? I mean, that's just plain disrespectful. But we know Biden has ties to China. We know, I mean, it's been shown that he has ties to China, so it's kind of crazy. But hey, listen, before we keep going, I want to give the number here again so you guys could call in and talk to Will if you want to. The number is 516-595-8069. Will likes to talk to people, so somebody please get on the line and talk to him. Press 1 to come on the line.
Well, if they don't want to come on, that's fine. I understand, especially the liberals. They really get scared of talking to me. And a lot of them just really want to stay away. But, you know, let me tell you this. The Democrat Party want us to change our views. They want us to change the way we think. They want us to change the way we believe. Mm-hmm. They want, because they see us as the enemy to their sinister ways throughout the country. And to prove that, here's a clip that I have where they're talking about, because it's about even with Marjorie Greene, how they want her to change her ways. And they're like tying it all in together. Like I said, she never said any of this stuff beforehand. All of this came about years ago when I interviewed Marjorie Greene, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I interviewed her years ago. I've had conversations with her years ago, even before she decided to run for office. She was never racist then. She's not racist now. They do the same thing every single time when they see someone as a threat to them. So listen to this.
Unless they do something to say these views are not okay, and yes, they're speaking out, but take action about it, then talking about conservative fiscal responsibility and all those things, you know, it gets drowned out, don't you think?
I agree with that, Dana. But here's the thing. The Senate Republicans, I mean, Mitch McConnell couldn't put out a stronger statement. And he's saying that this lady is you know, should be disciplined, should lose her committees, and the least.
And you know what? That's coming from John Kasich, which is a total loser, in my opinion, calls himself a Republican. I don't even think he even really considered himself a Republican any longer. He just keeping that name, Rhino, just because, you know, CNN wants him to be the resident Republican. That's all that is. for him to, I mean, he straight up acknowledged Mitch McConnell, which is another snake in the grass. To sit there and say that, talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene shouldn't even be on a committee. Mitch McConnell doesn't have a backbone. He doesn't have a backbone. She is a stronger person than he ever has ever been. I mean, it's so maddening. It's disgusting. But listen to the rest of this.
And should be isolated. So he's a pretty big spokesperson. And this gets back to what's going on inside the party. You know, is it a Trump party? Is it not a Trump party? I will tell you this. If it stays a Trump party in the long term, it will not be successful.
Y'all hear that? See, he's saying, and the Democrats have been saying this for a while, because they've been upset about the Trump party changing the Republican Party. And it, you know what? It doesn't need to be called the GOP any longer, the Grand Old Party. It needs to be called the GNP, the Grand New Party. And the old ones need to go away because they have destroyed the Republican Party. President Trump came along and gave them new life. President Trump came along and finally they started getting a backbone. And you know what, Shannon? I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats had these backdoor, closed-door meetings with some of these Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and the rest of them, saying that, hey, if you want your party back, you need to go along with us this election in order to get your party back. Because if you don't, Trump is going to change your party and you're never going to get it back.
Well, let me ask you something. When I listen to him talk about, you know, the future of the Republican Party, do we really think that there was a future for the Republican Party the way it was? Because they've really proven to not get things done. They really have given in to a lot of the leftist policies and ideas. I don't think the Republican Party as it was would be sustaining either. So, you know, and I don't always like to say Trump's party. I mean, I know you and I have had disagreements with that. I think that...
What's the disagreement?
Well, I mean, I don't like calling myself a Trumplican or whatever. I think that I liked the values of America First, which I thought were Republican, conservative. I thought the values to protect the unborn child were conservative values. I thought that having a strong capitalistic country were conservative values. I don't really think those were values of Trump. I think those were values of the Republican Party that we needed to get back to. And the Republicans are struggling with it because they became so weak. Listen.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I kind of disagree with you because right. If you talk to John Kasich, the Republican Party is the party that is for everything you just said. I mean, they're against everything you just said, according to John Kasich, because John Kasich, you know, he made it openly that he's for abortion. He made it open that he's for...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Same-sex marriage.
I think that
Which the Republican Party is, you know, pretty much stood on Christian values.
Right. So you're actually Judeo-Christian
values. They stood on those values, right. But they want us to change those values. They want us to change those views. That's exactly what it really comes down to.
So that's why I think you're actually agreeing with me. Because really, the Republican Party was changing and becoming more to the middle.
Right, until President Trump came along and President Trump started changing it. That's why we were called Trumpkins.
It swung back to more traditional conservative values, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know this, that if the Republicans don't get it together, the old ones that have been in there for 20, 30 years... it is going to have a problem. We have an identity problem right now. But let me tell you what, so do the Democrats. They have an identity problem too, right?
Well,
but one thing they're still kind of struggling between, you know, some moderation, because I read an article today, one Democrat in Congress, I wish I would have saved the article, was saying how the Democrat Party isn't the party that she recognizes anymore because they've changed as well. So
you're talking about she's from Hawaii. She's on the tip of my tongue. It's going to come to me. She was on stage during the debate, telling the Democrats that the Democrat Party is no longer the party of the people.
No.
Seriously? Because there's more than one saying this.
Well, there is more than one. I just said they're having an identity problem. Because there's some that are like, wait a minute, this isn't the party that I used to support.
Tulsi Gabbard.
I was just going to say Tulsi Gabbard. One.
She was the one that was on stage. She's the same way. She was on stage saying the Democrat Party has failed the American people.
Yeah, she's
and
the
after
same
she
way.
Did that, that's when they got rid of her.
Right. Well, I mean, look at Warren came out and said, what? The only time they go after the black vote is during election years.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? They disregard that. And black people heard Warren say that and they were like, oh, okay. Well, oh, well. It's true. We're just going to move on. Even just like what Joe Biden said, if you have a hard time deciding to vote for me or Trump, then you ain't black, meaning you're black. You have to vote a Democrat. How insulting was that? And people still voted for him. And to be honest with you, I don't think that people actually voted for Biden. They just voted against Trump. And on top of that, not that many people actually did. They fudged the numbers, in my opinion. They fudged the numbers. They made it look like it. It was a total coup under the cloak of an election. That's exactly what this is. They had a successful coup take place right under our noses. And what's really disturbing about all of it is that the law enforcement did nothing about it. You can't tell me that the FBI all of a sudden had her gathering all this information on everyone that was there on January the 6th. They don't have a clue about the corruption that took place the past 4 years. Why did they ignore all of that? Why did they get all a pass for committing these crimes? But people who were just at the Capitol, speaking of that, one gentleman, Cowboys for Trump, he was there and all he did was pray on the Capitol steps. All he did was pray. And then they arrested him and he's been in jail since January the 17th.
And well, today they is got February him for other 4th. Things that he said after that. But
that's beside the point.
Well, you said that's all he did.
He
that's
prayed
he
at
did.
The steps. Now, if he committed a crime at the steps, okay. People, yeah. You can say, so you mean to tell me 6 months from now, if I say something about January the 6th in support of, you know, the crazy stuff that did take place, they can come and arrest me? Because that's what took place. That's what happened.
It is scary. You know, they have so much, the Democrats have so much power. Because in the case for the Cowboys, for Trump, he literally is in jail for a misdemeanor and they wouldn't even give him bail.
Or let him talk to his lawyer.
I mean, it's crazy. They mistreated him, which we can't really talk about everything that's happened right now because we don't know what we're allowed to say and not say. But it's unbelievable what they're doing to conservatives. People are losing jobs. People are completely being deplatformed, not because of lies, but because we're not conforming with the narrative that they want to put out there.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. This has nothing to do with anything but conformity. And they've been allowed to be empowered. And we are essentially being forced to follow the rules or suffer consequences.
The CCP rules.
Or suffer consequences. You've suffered big time consequences. I mean, it's almost to the point where, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I know Terrence Williams, who is a comedian, he's been deplatformed pretty much everywhere. And he was on with Dinesh D'Souza and he's like, oh, like, how are you making it now? You know, like, what are you doing? And to be honest, it's a struggle. You know, they've taken away people's livelihoods because they don't want them to have a voice. There is no free speech. There is no protect. You know, we should be protected, but you have these liberal judges that aren't even protecting free speech. And there's only one narrative that they're putting out there. The only people that can be punished are the conservatives that don't follow the rules. We don't care if the Democrats don't follow the rules, because we're going to eliminate the rules in our favor here in a moment, right?
Exactly.
We're only worried about you not following the rules. That's what tyranny is. That's exactly what tyranny is. And for people that don't see it, I can't understand how you're sitting there thinking that you're not next.
You know, but they don't think
about it.
The only
reason
why
you're safe okay is because you're conforming.
Yeah, but they don't think about it like that. They think that what's happening to conservatives, a lot of them think, don't even think it's actually happening. They believe conservatives are just complaining about something that's not actually even happening. And then once it comes around and starts happening to them, they're not going to even remember that it happened to us. They're going to be like, we need to stop this. We need to stop this. Because the CCP, they're only coming after the strong right now, because the weak is giving it to them. And the weak is the Democrat Party. That's the weak. That's the weakest link in this nation, the Democrat Party. And the CCP know this. They're manipulating them to come after us. And once they remove us, the CCP is going to come for them.
Yeah.
And they don't even see it.
Yeah. No.
And it's they're supposed to be our fellow Americans. They're supposed to be.
Yeah. Right. We actually have a caller, Will. We have John Doe. Supposedly that's his real name. Either that or he's trying to hide. We'll see. Well, John, what you got for us?
What's going on, John?
Hey, Shannon and Will.
Hey, thanks for calling us.
How are you guys?
Good. Doing thanks good. For calling.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yes,
is your
John
name
Doe.
Really
I'm
John
the descendant
Doe?
Of We the People. You ought to, I'm sure you know that's not my birthright name.
Okay.
We kind of figured it out. What you got for us, John Doe?
Yeah. I could tell by just listening to a couple of your shows, you're much more intelligent than that, so we can't play stupid and expect everybody to think we're smart.
I'm playing along.
But anyway, I wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about, but take it to another level of the root of the legality of what we're standing here on. Because if we have a Declaration of Independence and we have a United States Constitution, but the people who represent us get to burden and encumber us against our will, they're committing extrinsic fraud. Now, here's why. In the Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, it says, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, no state shall grant any title of nobility. Now, turn over, if those of you who are with me, if your United States Constitution, turn over to Article 4, Section 2. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. So right there, we have at least three places that basically states that all legitimately legal United States citizens are equitably self-governing free people. You own the governing of you. I own the governing of me. Mm-hmm. I get to determine my own burdens and encumbrances, and you get to determine your own burdens and encumbrances. There's no title of nobility, so there's no rank and file chain of command when it comes to governing. We're all equal, and due to the fact of Article 4, Section 2, citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities. Therefore, whoever, any one of us, gets to use the power of the government as a weapon to force your agenda, then all of us get to use the same resources and power of the government to force our agenda. Now, here's the problem. Most of us don't understand how to communicate, myself included. I'm learning. I'm continuing to learn. And we don't understand how to communicate our power and authority. Because you own the governing of you, all burdens and encumbrances is only... You can only burden and encumber yourself. So therefore, if we don't know how to stand up and claim that, or to know the own, you have the exclusive power and authority jurisdictional power authority over all your burdens and encumbrances. So if any other person, whether it be Congress or Senate or anybody, are burdening and encumbering you against your will, they're making you a second-class citizen. You are, therefore, they violated the title of nobility, and they're violating your right to same privileges and immunities of using the same resources of government to force your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You follow me so far?
Yeah. I want to interject here.
Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I want to interject here if I can. So, I mean, I'm completely with you, and I've actually had this conversation with a good friend of mine named Bobby Lawrence, and I was kind of like not pushing back, because everything you just said is out of the Constitution, and we should be able to implement that, and you're 100% correct. I had one question for him. I'll ask you the same question. How do we get a group of politicians that disregard the Constitution?
Right.
And on top of that, when we have law enforcement in this nation that is not enforcing those laws.
And the oath that they took.
And the oath that they took. And I'm referring to the FBI, because I refuse to believe that the past 4 years that the FBI is completely oblivious to all of the corruption that we saw the left was doing, and even some of those on the right. It makes sense?
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Will. Appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys' show and what you bring in. I wish you had a two-hour show. But that's like a $64 million question. Part of the reason I think they do this is because we, the people, are not standing up, holding them accountable in the right way.
Right.
And that's where I was saying the communications is a big problem. None of us know how to articulate. Myself, I'm struggling with it, as you can hear me. I'm struggling with how to communicate that to my elected servant, too.
Right.
And when we don't understand how to argue our position from a constitutional basis, then we always end up losing. Now, my concern, I want to get back on track, not get on a rabbit trail. I appreciate what you're saying, but can I continue to finish what I was trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
I wanted to stop and make sure that we were on the same understanding at that point, because I want to take it to the next level.
Yeah, continue. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, remember, back in 1787, whenever the United States Constitution was ratified, the means of communications was you talk to each other. And the way, because of the distance between people with constituents and their representatives, they had to either walk or go by horse or, you know, horse and buggy. So therefore, in the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights, the Congress shall make no law abridging the right of the people to petition their government for a redress of grievance. That was an implied redress. You know, redress is just a fancy word for remedy. So therefore, because there was so much distance and there was just, you know, you could only talk to each other face to face to make sure that your constituents were being represented equitably as self-governing free people, then they gave us this right of redress, because they knew that any time they were passing laws, if it infringed on your pursuit of happiness, then they were denying you your equal, you know, equitable, self-governing, free people status. So therefore, if that bill comes to the floor and it impinges, you know, and infringes, abridges, denies, limits your pursuit of happiness, then you get a redress of grievance. You call up your congressman, you let them know, hey, this is impinging on my free, you know, my pursuit of happiness. They have to give you redress. Otherwise, they're relegating you to a legislative slave. Therefore, their it's fraudulent misrepresentation, undue influence, conflict of interest, bullying, coercion, duress, exploitation, extortion. So they're breaking a lot of the rule of law that they say they claim. And when they deny you your redress, because if you're calling them and letting them know, hey, this is a problem, and they're not going to do anything to make, you know, your equitable, self-governing, free person status be equitable to everybody else's, then they're committing fraud. And then whenever you have to take it to court and the judiciary, whether it be the Supreme Court or any other appellate, you know, court or a municipal court in your local locality, denied you of your redress, they're committing extrinsic fraud, denying you your due process rights. Therefore, you know, your due process rights is a right to good faith bargaining, good faith negotiation, mutuality of agreement, freedom of contract, freedom of association, freedom of conscience, all of those things that make your freedoms work. And I'm coming from a legal standpoint based on the Constitution and the purity of the rule of law. They have committed all these different offenses, but we the people don't know how to take it to them and explain it. And when somebody like me stands up and explains it to them, they just get, they're able to run roughshod over me, because the majority of most Americans won't argue it from the same standpoint. So therefore, my fellow Americans who did try to contact their congressmen and their senators to get redress, and they were continually denied and run roughshod over, had no other option but to go to the Capitol. So therefore, their affirmative defense in the court of law is contributory negligence, because our congressmen and senators have been committing extrinsic fraud, fraudulent misrepresentation, and bullying, coercion, extortion, exploitation. And so, therefore, the courts apparently are in on the scam, and we've got to ask that $64 million question that, Will, you just asked a while ago. What's it going to take for our congressmen and senators to get a heart and get a conscience and quit being morally and ethically bankrupt and help us make this country the greatest country on the face of the planet ever again?
Yeah. One thing I think is a problem is that our Congress doesn't really know the Constitution, unfortunately.
Well, let me jump in there. I think the ones that do know the Constitutions are the one that are screaming that the Constitution needs to be either rewritten because they believe it's an out-of-date document, or just done away with altogether. I've heard multiple Democrats, those on the left, say that about the U.S. Constitution.
I mean, you can't tell me.
And the main reason why they're wanting to do it is because they want to implement communism. And you can't have communism and the Constitution exist on the same continent.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, and you also have people like Hawley and Ted Cruz and stuff like that that are fighting with the Constitution to try to protect our rights. But then you have people like Ilhan Omar, AOC, those people that, quite honestly, I don't think that they've even read the entire Constitution. I think it should be a prerequisite to your position in Congress.
Yeah, it should be. But you know what, John Doe? Very good insight, very good information, and everything you just laid out
right.
is exactly how we can take the country back. But
How do we get there?
Yeah, I've been working with a gentleman named Bobby Lawrence, and he's actually leading up the charge about implementing what you're saying from the Constitution. It was not what you're saying, it's what you just read, you know, what you referred to by the Constitution. He's talking about actually implementing it.
We follow you.
Yeah, he's talking about actually implementing it. So, and I'm 100% for that, because we don't, you know, we're for the most part, all of us on the right, we're conservative Christians. You know, we believe in God. We don't believe in destruction. That's why you haven't seen any buildings. You haven't seen any vehicles, people attacked, you know, and they're using January the 6th trying to say, oh, my goodness, it's so bad. But it's nothing compared to what Antifa and BLM has been doing for the past 6 months, four years plus. But the past 6 months, where they've destroyed billions of dollars in property. Nothing compared to that, but for some reason.
Can I jump in on that real quick?
Yeah, but I'm just gonna say, but for some reason they want to look at us as we're domestic terrorists, and we're the main problem, and it's all by design. Mm-hmm. So, what's your last statement here?
It's all by design. I couldn't make out what you said after that.
Yeah, I would. Go ahead with your last statement.
Oh. Yeah, when you know, you're talking about they're all doing all this destruction and stuff. But think about it: if the governing of you is your private property, and they deny you redress because they try to burden and encumber you with the law that you did not consent to, they are destroying your private property every day. That's a felony,
mm-hmm.
and they're not being held accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And that goes back to my question.
But yet we have somebody that set the prayers on the Capitol building.
You don't have exclusive jurisdictional power and authority over the burdens and covers of you, then they are denying the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Right, and it goes back to my question is, if you don't have the FBI and you don't have other law enforcement, I don't know if he can hear me any longer, but my point is, I was going back, if you don't have the FBI and law enforcement enforcing these laws that, you know, from these crimes that they're committing, we're in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, who can we depend to be on our side?
Yeah, the Democrats act like they're kings and queens up there. They act like we can do whatever we want on a whim.
Yeah, exactly. But you're so right. Hey, I want to thank you so much for giving us a call, okay?
Yeah, thanks, John, for your insight. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's exactly it. The U.S. Constitution is the means for us to take our country back. But they're already gearing up to demonize anyone who believes in the Constitution.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I see the writing on the wall. And, you know, I don't call myself, you know, a Trump supporter. I call myself a constitutionalist, a.k.a. Trump supporter. Because Trump supporters follow the law. We follow the rule of law. That's like my whole point in that is that we haven't been destructive. We haven't done any of that because we don't want to tear up the country. And part of the reason why the law enforcement, they never actually arrested these criminals that actually broke the law is because they know that Antifa and BLM would go city to city and cause more disruption. It's like little tyrant children just kicking and screaming. And you have these weak and in need parents just, oh, okay, just give them what they want. Give them what they want so they'll stop.
But they're not going to stop.
But they're not
going to
stop. They're tyrants.
Yeah, they still haven't stopped.
No, they're not going to stop. And that's the amazing thing about all of this. People are not. They're thinking that you know why they're not even paying attention to it? Because the mainstream media and the big tech is preventing people from seeing what they're actually doing. That's by design too. They've been doing it repeatedly. And you think, it's only been how many days? Not even a month.
Right.
Not even a month. All these executive orders, the Antifa and BLM, they're still tearing stuff up in Seattle and Portland. Mm-hmm. And
actually, Chicago's had some
Chicago
pretty bad weekends.
I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. And now China, they're kicking their game up and they're telling that Biden that he needs to
get in line.
And you know, I also saw another thing where the CCP was telling the Biden administration, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. that he needs to implement the CCP rules onto the American people or else. And that's exactly what they've been doing.
Well, Nikki Haley actually came out, you know, she came out criticizing Biden, saying, hey, Biden hasn't even called Israel or shown any support for Israel since he's been in office. And we're supposed to be one of their biggest allies. But he's over here with Iran and China and, you know, it's crazy.
He's over there talking to everyone who wants to destroy America, and Israel. Mm-hmm. How does that even work?
Yeah.
And I want to bring up to another subject here, and this is a sore subject for some people, and I don't ever personally play the race card unless I go to a rally, and then, I'm talking to Democrats, especially these white liberals that want to make me out to be a victim or something like that, mm-hmm. and then they start doing stuff to me, then I start, you know, throwing a race card at them, saying, oh my goodness, everybody, I can't believe it, this white person is oppressing me, this white person won't let me be, this white, you know, I play that race card on them, and it is like, oh my goodness, he's black and he's doing this to me, and I can't know what to do, I don't know how to, but anyways, the representative for Homeland Security, the reason why I bring this up, he's a Latino male. His family migrated from Nazi Germany because of what the Nazis were doing, migrated from there to Cuba. And then after they went to Cuba, and supposedly his parents were his great parents were Jewish, supposedly. For all we know is that his family could have been Nazis and left and went to Cuba just to get away, just to hide. But anyways, I digress. The story is that his family migrated from Nazi Germany and went to Cuba, and then he was born, I believe, in Cuba, and then his parents migrated to the United States of America. Now he is the head of the Homeland Security. If I am correct, looking at him and hearing some of the stuff that he's been saying, talking about the domestic terrorists in this country, white people are in big trouble.
And conservatives, Christians.
They're going to start off with white people. Now, they've already started. You've seen articles here and there where they're talking about Christians, and Christians are the problem. They said white Christian nationalism is a major problem. But they're going to go directly after white people, mainly because white people make up the majority of the Christians in this nation, being that this nation is still a Christian nation. And they don't like it. They want to remove Christianity as much as possible. So they started off with conservatives. Then they went over to constitutionalists, a.k.a. Trump supporters. Then they're just going to straight up say white people. I mean, look at it. Biden has a whole committee, a whole organization talking about combating racism in the country. So he's going to disenfranchise the entire race to try to please another race. 100%. How is that not racism in itself?
100%. In the pursuit for less racism, he's creating more racism.
Yeah, more racism. And it's just increasing. And you know what?
And,
they see it
division.
As something fine.
In the meantime, division. I mean, it's crazy.
These people are not for unifying. They're for dividing. They're for dividing the nation because it's all about the whole total reset. See, a lot of people hadn't heard any, you know, thought about that anymore because they have what they want. He's not even talking about Build Back Better. Right now, they're talking about burning it all down. They're talking about breaking it all down. I mean, why do you think so many people lost jobs on day one? 70,000 jobs as of today, plus 70,000 jobs plus. You know what they mean? I mean, they're probably over 100,000 now. Before the end of this year, before the end of February, there might be another 100,000 jobs lost. They're working on it as much as possible to take the country down. It's absolutely sick. So, but I'm going to leave you on a good note. I am a believing man. I believe in God, and I know God is in control.
Absolutely.
And I truly believe that as long as we keep our eyes on the Almighty God, that everything's going to end. Everything's going to be okay in the end because he's already won that battle. We just need to remember and recognize that God is in control. And a lot of this had to happen. My personal opinion, I think a lot of this had to happen more people to wake up and to recognize that they need to look to God.
To recognize the evil.
And I truly believe that God is getting ready to move. I truly believe that we're going to see some miraculous things take place, even though we're in the dark days. We're in dark days, and guess what light is shining through? God. Jesus is shining through. So we need to remember that, and we need to hold on to that. Don't let go of it. Our faith is being tested.
Amen.
All right. So, hey, everybody, every Thursday, we are here. Every Thursday, okay? That is at 4 Central every Thursday. Make sure you get your mobile device and type 88202 and just type my name, Will, in the text. 88202, type my name in the text. You will get notified when I'm on. You will get notified when Annie's on. You'll get notified from American Truth Project. Please do it now. Get out your mobile device, 88202. I want to thank everyone for joining us this Thursday. Awesome caller
weekend.
From John Doe. Thank you so much. Absolutely. That's how we can take our country. Take care, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.